This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself. Go Loud.
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's the crack?
Not much. What's the crack with you?
Not much, yeah. Just pure chilling, bro, yeah.
Floating, like, yeah.
Floating around, you know, yourself. Yeah. Bit cold out in that, you know.
Chilly.
Wear the coat to bed and everything, you know.
I'm in the gloves now.
You're in the gloves cycling around on the
cycling on the scooter,
yeah. With the gloves on. You came in here two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And your hands were cut to bits from the not cut, but like really poor.
Oh, when we were filming. That's what we were filming. Yeah. We were filming and I hopped on the scooter from Moygaff to Finglas and my hands were, I had to stop at one point because I couldn't feel my hands. It was so cold, like my fingers were purple.
And you had to get a hot water bottle.
I did.
On the set. They had a hot water bottle for you.
Yeah.
Because you text me saying, Darren, I'm really, really cold. Will you make sure they have a hot water bottle for me?
Oh, and you made me a little cup of tea.
Coffee.
A cup of coffee. Keep me warm.
Wonder what tea and coffee is like together.
Like a cocktail.
Yeah, like a tea bag and a spoonful of coffee.
I'd say it's
disgusting.
Yeah, I'd say it's rotten.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever try it?
No.
Do you ever think of trying it?
No.
Do you ever just be lying there saying, well, I just make a tea and put coffee in it?
No.
I won't be able to stop thinking about that. Till I do it.
You'll have to do it. You can do it here. Do it now.
I'm going to have to. Oh, I'll have to do that. That's great.
Like a cappuccino coffee or like an instant coffee?
Instant.
An instant coffee, yeah.
Like a spoonful of
Nescafe
or whatever. Maxwell House or
do you know why Nescafe is called Nescafe?
Because it's Ness's Cafe. Is it a cafe called Ness's?
No. Nearly close though. Nestle.
Is it?
Yeah, Nestle.
Nestle own Nescafe.
Yeah. So it's called Nescafe. Isn't that fucking mad?
Does Cadbury own Maxwell House?
No.
Fuck. That's mad.
I don't know who owns
it. You're messing about that.
No, it's actually, that's why it's called Nescafe. It's because Nestle own it. Chocolate coffee.
They own a load of stuff, don't they?
They own like
Easter eggs and all.
Pedigree chum.
Nah.
I think Mars. Yeah, the chocolate bar Mars.
Yeah.
Owns Pedigree chum.
Mars own like Milky Way and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, but that's chocolate like.
But they own dog food.
Dog food, yeah.
I wish Sean was here.
To fact check
you are just cornering me in this room now.
I can tell you anything
and I was like, what? No way. Jeez, I didn't know that.
It's
I'm googling it. Yeah, go on, Google it.
No.
I'll try to think of what I'll say. Mars owns a bunch of different things. So obviously they have the Mars bars, but they have dog food, Pedigree Chum, owned by Mars.
It does.
I fucking told you. What else does it own?
This is great content. People are gonna love this. I'd be into it. If I was listening to the podcast and this came on, I'd be like, yeah.
No
parking everything off here.
There's chocolate bars and Pedigree Chum.
The dog shiting on the mat doesn't matter. Listening to this. Will you just make the bed? No, doesn't matter. Listening to the lads. Mars Inc. Mars bars, Milky Way bars, M&M's, Skittles, Snickers, Twix and Bounty. And obviously a few more things. Oh, I have more. I'm going on to the official site. Bear with me now. There's a thing called Mars Pet Care. They own 50 plus global brands, including Pedigree, Waltham Centre for Pet Nutrition, Whiskers, Royal Canine, and a load of American shit.
Uncle Ben's Rice.
Do they?
Yeah.
So you're telling me Mars own everything?
Almost everything. Almost everything.
But why did they call it Mars after just the Mars bar? Is that the first thing?
That was the first thing, yeah. It was the Mars bar. And then they moved into all these other things. Because you have to adapt.
Yeah.
It's like Bic. You know Bic, the pens?
Yeah.
Originally, there's a story behind Bic. What did they do? They were the first people to do ballpoint pens. And then they moved into mad different things like lighters and... Yeah. What are random bits and pieces?
It's like Stanley Hardware.
Yeah.
And they have the Stanley Cup. I hope that's right. Surely it would be a patenting issue. Patenting it. What back? I'm not patenting it. What back? here we go. Stanley. Is Stanley Cups the same as tools? Stanley tools. Also Stanley brand on your drinkware isn't the same as yellow and black Stanley tools. It's not the same.
It's a different company, man.
The Stanley brand on your drinkware isn't the same as the yellow and black Stanley tools. Same name though, spelt the exact same. That's, you can't be doing that, surely.
You know McDonald's sued Supermax and tried to get it to change its name. That's mad.
How would he even have found out? Ireland, innit?
Ireland, fucking massive.
Leave us alone, like. These mad rich bastards.
I got a taxi driver. Okay. And
A bad one?
It was a bad one. It was last night. I got a taxi driver.
How are you feeling?
Angry. Like fucking fuming. I got a taxi driver. And as soon as I got in, he started telling me his problems. This person's dead. That person's dead. He told me that his brother died and he was 41. And he started blaming it on COVID vaccines and stuff like that. And from there, I was like, here we go. And he started going like mad conspiracy theory, like down the rabbit hole. And I'm there for it. I'm like, yeah, I'm on board. But then he started getting conspiratorial about Israel and Palestine. And then he was like blaming Palestinians and blaming Hamas and blaming Hezbollah and all the people. And I'm like, not even entertaining it. Like, I'm very pro-Palestine.
Yeah.
And I'm not even entertaining this. And he's like, so against Palestine. And he said,
how?
As he was, fucking lunatics, man. Crazy. Some people are just fucking, just crazy. And we were going past a protest then where they were all waving Palestinian flags. And he rolls his window down as we're driving past. And he goes, fucking knobheads. At the protest, and I'm like slipping into the back of the seat. Like,
so I'd have sunk down. I'd have fucking ducked and jumped and out and rolled.
Seriously, that happened last night. Like, I was like, fucking, you stupid cunt. Yeah. And what can you do? Like, I feel like I was trying to, there's just no getting through to him. Like, you know what I mean? I was trying to explain.
I was thinking of going a bit down the road to get a taxi home. Instead of getting one outside, because every time, not every time, but like most times, I get into a taxi from here, because it's a radio building, it's media, and I get in the taxi and straight away it's like, news talk, is it? And I'm like, no. Like, no, I do a podcast in there. Luckily enough, I do a podcast in there. But like, yeah, it's tough, and it's very hard to like, not to, like, to talk, like if he's bashing on about that, like how are you supposed to respond to that? Yeah. I'd just be like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just,
you're trapped in a box with this person. Like, yeah. You know, you're not going to fucking start a fight with him. Like, you want to get home safe. You don't want to be fucked out on the side of the road either. Like, Jesus Christ. It was awful.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Then you get some taxi drivers. I got a taxi driver there a while ago. I think I told you this. We didn't talk about it on the podcast. And he was like bashing on about Bitcoin. And it was before like Trump and stuff. And he was like, oh, you need to buy into it. And I just kept referencing you. I was like, oh, the fellow Joe, the podcast with, like, he loves the crypto. And oh, I must tell him. You know what I mean? But like, he sold it to me in a way where I was like, I have to throw a few quid into that again. Because he was saying it in a way, he's like, I'm telling you, Trump's going to get in, crypto's going to go. And he was right, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. And did you get in?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Friday's cool because there's no more school.
Hey, Owen. Owen's back in the room.
Owen, you let us go for a minute. I fact-checked him.
And I was.
He said Mars Incorporated owns Pedigree. That owns Mars bars.
Probably true, yeah.
It was true.
That's, wow.
They also own Whiskers.
This is good stuff.
You're going to ask me how I got on in the mental.
So, do you give us the context there. Why were you? Start from the start there.
Oliver Callan. Callan.
So Oliver Callan does a segment on a show on a Friday where he gets someone in to talk about
his radio show.
His radio show, RT Radio 1, to come in and talk. Well, he sends you on an experience, something that you've never done, like other people done, like opera. And I was like, oh, well, probably do opera. But they sent me
I'll probably give
opera a go. If he's done that last week, I'll do opera this week as well.
Or skydive or something like wild.
Something mad.
Swimmer sharks.
Yeah. Fermented.
Eggs.
What's the other one? The smelly fish.
Oh, the fish.
Oh.
Skurstrumming. I could have ate that.
Yeah.
In RTA.
Rotten herring.
I could have done it on the Late Late Show.
Oh, yeah.
What, a fish on the Late Late Show?
They wouldn't have been able to use that studio for months.
Yeah.
So which one of these crazy new experiences did you try?
I went to a men's shed.
Wow. So underwhelming.
Well, I've never done it before. I never even heard of it until I Googled it after he suggested that experience.
So fair point.
Did you ever hear of them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't think that I thought it was a country thing. I didn't think they had men's shed and so forth.
On the website.
What, do you have a website?
Irish Men's Shed Association.ie.
I'm surprised that wasn't taken.
And don't forget to visit Irish Men's Shed Association.ie to know all about responsible men shedding. But yeah, I went onto the website because he suggested the men's shed and I was like, I wonder, is there one in Finglas? There was. So
did you have to seek one out? Like,
I just suggested that one. He mentioned men's shed. We're thinking of sending you to a men's shed. And then I said, there's one in Finglas. And he was like, maybe we'll go for one that's outside of Finglas, just so you're going somewhere else other than Finglas. And I was like, don't drive though. And he's like, okay, we'll send you to Finglas.
Jesus Christ.
Send me down the road. So it's at, it's in Finglas West, and the building it's in used to be a home for like a boys' home, like for boys that misbehave, like Lawrence's it was called. Did you ever hear of it?
No.
Ring a bell around Lawrence's?
Boys that misbehave.
Like a prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kiddie prison?
Yeah.
A little boy prison.
Huge gates on it and all still, like.
Oh.
So there'd be no scaling. But that's obviously gone a good few years, like, and the men's shed is in there. So I went.
Yeah.
I went in, got a tour of the place first with Brendan, lovely man, who runs the shed with another couple of people who run the shed.
On a volunteer basis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Government funded. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Can you Google that one?
Well, I suppose it's election season. I better check.
Election season.
The government does supply. There's €1 million supports men's sheds throughout the country. Grants of up to $3,000 provided to over 400 men's sheds nationwide.
Wow, 400 men's sheds.
400. And I didn't even know what they were.
The government Department of Rural and Community Development. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, they don't pay for the whole lot, but they do.
No.
They do give some money.
I think he mentioned something about them giving €3 a week or something like that.
Okay.
To sustain it. I think so, there was something along them lines, like a small fee, like, but nothing major. Like,
is it on every day or every once a week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yeah. It's on twice a week. I don't know the days again. What day did it go on?
I think you went on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah. One of them anyway. 2 to 4. 2 to 4, is it? 1 to 4.
No, in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
School hours.
It's mostly retired men, so.
Okay.
But there also was like taxi drivers there and busmen and stuff like that, and people who still are in work who just get out of the house, go to the men's shed.
Mm.
So a man, Brendan, showed me around. He brought me in to a carpentry room where they do woodwork, like, and it's like a dedicated room just for that. Like, it's real similar to going into a woodwork room in school, like, you know, secondary school. And there was a fella there, I think it's Pat. Pat's a real thingless men's shed name. I'm going to say Pat. it was Pat.
Everyone in there was called Pat.
Men's shed name. Yeah.
Pat. And I knew him. I served him in the Shamrock. Was in there building board houses and other stuff. He said that they build like park benches and stuff for the local community, like parks and
it's the village and stuff. Slave labour.
Nah. No.
They pay, actually worse than slave labour. But they pay to build these
benches.
They're
enjoying it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a good pastime for them.
Yeah.
So I was in there, I was chatting to him, and he's like
when prisoners dig holes.
They get out on good behaviour. You can't live until you build a board cage.
So let's just clarify, the men of this men's shed are there of their own free will.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
For legal reasons.
Of course.
Well, he was making it. He's comparing it to prisoners.
Joe was acting the bollocks. He's messing out of them again.
I don't know if that's going to hold up in court. Maybe it would.
Not only are they there of their own free will, they're paying for it. Continue.
Now, I don't know if they were. I think it's €3. I'm not sure. But went in and he knew me. He was like, Jesus, seen you on the bus. I was like, oh, how's it going? Pulled a good point, didn't I? And then your man Brendan was like, showing us around. The next room is just like the men's shed. Like, and you walk in, there's a pool table, some seating areas. And they're all drinking cups of tea and coffee, biscuits, sandwiches. And they were all singing ballads.
No way.
They have a ballad hour where they sing Irish ballads for an hour, and they all join in while other people might be playing pool.
Did you join in?
No, it was very controversial music, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Up their ass?
Very
controversial. You're like, I'm going to get cancelled for being on a men's shed.
No, it wasn't. No, they were just a few Luke Kellys and the Wolf Tones and stuff. There was also an Ed Sheeran number in there, and I can't remember what song it was, but it was like, is that Ed Sheeran? And they were like, oh yeah, I love a bit of Ed. We all love a bit of Ed. We do.
That's so random, like all the ballads, yeah, and then it's just like it Lego Sheeran, House.
Like. But I had a game of pool then, and they had like the names up on the chalkboard. They have chalkboards. Not whiteboards, chalkboard.
Right.
Classic, like, that's what you want.
Crayons and Play-Doh and everything.
Yeah, it was like a little crash.
For old men.
They love it though. if I was over 60, 65, I'd be up there building Lego houses and shit. Like, definitely. So it was a list of names on the board.
Right.
And I was nowhere near the board because I'm only in the door, like, and no one really knew who I was. Like, and
I suppose, yeah, you're back in.
Yeah.
Swimming in the seas of anonymity here, aren't you?
Oh,
none
brilliant.
Of these
yeah,
people
yeah.
know who you are.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Are you there with the RCE radio mic?
No. I wasn't like interviewing anyone. I was just like going, experience it, and then talking about it on the Friday. Like, So my name wasn't on the board. And then Brendan, the guy that was showing me around, was like, do you want to get a pill? And I was like, ah, yeah. And then I was saying to myself, I used to play a bit, you know, I used to play in the Shamrock. I was there for 10 years and all. I don't know. My show is a thing or two, like, you know, wind them up, like.
Yeah, yeah.
And, my name wasn't on the board, but there was loads of people before me. And then I was just, like, on the table, like, and people were starting to go, like, oh, no, John's next, or Jimmy's next. And he was like, lads, he's only here for an hour, like, come on. I had a game of doubles. We won that. Not by my my playing skills anyway. They are sharks in there.
Are they, yeah?
Yeah, oh, big time sharks. Really good, like. And it was on the other guy's behalf that we won that game. So hats off to him. Pat, I think his name was.
Good man, Pat. Is that all Pat?
Yeah, Pat as well. So yeah, had a game of that. Then I was just chatting to him about like the men's shed in general, like just what it means to them and stuff, and just being able to get out of the house. A lot of like people that lost their partners, their wives, like, you know, and just go somewhere to get out of the house, and somewhere different than going to the pub and the buddies, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a really good thing, like, to have. And you can see that they really enjoy it in there, and they like literally like can't wait for the next day to go in, like, you know.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. But Jez, I knew like a handful of them in there, like.
Did you?
Yeah. Not by name though. One fella was a taxi driver that drops me in here, like.
Oh, no way. And he must have been like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Darren, you're bollocks. What are you doing on here? And I was like,
this is my place.
Go away, Pat, will you? Pat, is it Pat? Yeah, it is.
the pool table. It's just Pat.
Patrick, Pat P. Mr. P.
Pat A, Pat B, Pat C.
Yeah, I was chatting to him, and then I don't know what it is when I get in, like, when I in a like environment like that with like the old stock.
Yeah,
I become them.
Social chameleon.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm using what way they'd use phrases and just like that lingo, like, you know. And the text driver was like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah, giving us a lift home, stick the meter off, will you?"
Stick the meter off.
I was changing my words and I was, "Stick the meter, take the meter off, yeah?" Yeah. Right. Good crack. Had a game of killers then.
Cards? Or darts?
On the pool table.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Is that a thing in pool? Killers on the pool table?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Killers and everything, isn't it?
Yeah. A few killers in the men's sheds.
Oh, yeah, sharks. came fourth in that.
Out of how many?
15.
Oh. Oh, nice. Nice. Okay.
No wagering. No wagering. None of that in there. No, wouldn't be allowed.
Were you wagering?
I was wagering. No, I wasn't. There's something about playing pool where you just, it's kind of like, I really want to stick a fiver down here. No way. I really want to put money on this table, man.
Makes you play better.
It does.
Yeah.
Gives you an extra boost.
It's like playing poker, but there's no money involved. You're just like, what the fuck? Like playing Facebook poker.
Yeah.
Imaginary chips. Like, what am I doing here? This is ridiculous. All in. Fuck this shit.
What's this fucking practice? Give me the real thing. But I came forth in that.
Did you build a board house?
I didn't. Wouldn't have time to do that.
Did you? What else did you do?
That's it, really. Just observed. 2 hours, yeah.
The whole lot?
Yeah.
Did you watch a movie? Did you have movie nights?
No. They go to the dogs and the horses and stuff like that.
Ah, but he can't stay away from it. He can't help themselves.
Ah, but it's a day out, isn't it?
It is a day out.
But not only that, like, there's might go to like any shows on or something like that. You might get tickets for that, get a bus, go to them. It's great. It is great for them.
So you'll go back.
That's what I was saying to your man. I was like, "Yeah, Mike, I don't know if you'll still be here, but I'll tell you, when I'm 65, I'll come around." He's like, "Oh, I'll be long gone." I was like, "Don't be saying that about yourself, will you?
You're never going to die.
You're going to be here forever.
You'll be 120 and I'll see you then." But you don't have to be old and retired to go.
You don't have to. You can be any age, any background. You could just turn up. That's what I said. Is there anyone like around my age or younger or in between like that come? And he said, some people, like, there has been in the past, like, people your age that went who might have, like, kind of, like, difficulties socialising and stuff and just, like, go there because it's a comfortable environment and there's no judgment, like, you know.
But there should be places like that for younger people that are, like, the men's sheds, they would be for an older generation and all the demographic. But, like, I feel like when you're a teenager up to 21, there's youth clubs, community centre youth clubs. Then there's nothing.
Yeah.
For your 20s and 30s, other than pubs and nightclubs and shit like that.
Yeah.
And if you don't want that, there's nothing for that age demographic. And I feel like there really should be.
Because you want to go where everyone else is going and everyone's going to the pub, like.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out on that. You might not be into the pub, but like you just go because your mates are there. Like,
it's a social, yeah, it's a social aspect of it.
Wouldn't be mad if everyone was like, come on, we just go to Pitchers. Like if every Saturday, they're just like, when we go to Pitchers, are you going to Pitchers on Saturday, eh? Going to Pitchers.
If someone asked me to go to the Pitchers, I'd be worried. I'd be like, we're going to have a deep conversation or something. Like, they're going
to
open up.
He needs
up
to and, tell me something.
Yeah, there's something going on here. Do you want to go for a coffee? Is everything all right?
Just sitting, like, just sitting there watching a film, he just turns around and you're like, Joe, I killed someone.
I'd be like, shh, will you? Shh.
It's the best bit, the crying game. It's the best bit.
Yeah, there's nothing there. So it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
Ah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Any questions?
Because
I'll answer them.
Did everybody know why you were there?
It was explained. Yeah.
To everybody?
Yeah.
Was there any?
It was said in the room. I'm not sure if everyone soaked it in, but they heard. They were told.
I'm not trying to catch you out here. I'm just wondering, was there any ever an incident where, or a moment where, say, you're at the pool table,
I know,
and you're thinking you're great beating all the outfielders, and there's a couple of lads in their 70s looking at you going,
who's this fella?
Who's this fella? This young fella. Oh, he must be very lonely. He's come out. Let him win.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, I kind of got that impression off some people that, like, they didn't know why I was there.
They thought you were a genuine case.
Yeah.
They'll come to hang around with the older men just for a bit of company.
Yeah.
It's nice that they were so nice about it.
Or did you feel like a little bit unwanted? Like, he doesn't belong here.
Get out. No. I think they're used to people coming and going. Like, your man Brandon was saying, like, people come once, never come again. People might come 10 times, never come again. But, like, they might swap and change and come on 1 week, don't come for another couple of weeks and come back. And
so Brendan doesn't work there, he's a volunteer.
But he does, like, yeah, he's a volunteer, but he is there, like, he's the man.
Yeah.
One of the men.
Yeah. How many hours a week is he there?
Oh, I'd say four. Like, two. It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours twice a week?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, in between that, does he do any setup or...
Probably has to, yeah.
Probably has to. Yeah. He's retired, though, like, he was a working man, obviously, and retired, and that's what he does now.
What did he do?
Not sure, I didn't ask him. I think he told me, but I can't remember. Not sure.
And then what did Oliver Callan think? Did you go into the studio?
Yeah, I went in on Friday into RTA. They gave me a lovely croissant and a coffee.
Ooh.
Oh, jamming it. Lovely. Oh, it was
what
lovely.
The fuck? Jamming the coffee?
Jamming the croissant. I was sitting on front of the RTA radio on backdrop, didn't know myself.
You wouldn't get that in here?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, I was on the Oliver Callan show the week before you and I didn't get a fucking jam croissant or a cup of tea or nothing.
Yeah. Ah, you have a way of rubbing people.
It's if you have over 50k followers.
Oh, is that then you get the croissant?
Something like that, I think so. I think by the 50s,
then you get
like, like if I hit 150,000, I'd probably get a fucking fry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah. You get the 150k to give you a full Irish breakfast.
I was listening to the Oliver Callan show today. And it was the most awkward, strained conversation that I've ever heard on a radio station. He had this woman on who's a lorry driver and she has a TikTok account. She only has like 5,000 followers on it. Like, she just kind of shares memes on her TikTok. Like, it's not a viral page or anything of the sort. And he was interviewing her because she's a woman and she's a lorry driver. And traditionally, that would be considered like a man's job. And she left a job in a pharmaceutical company to become a lorry driver. But she was just, it was almost like, what am I doing here? Like, why?
Like, I drive a lorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just having a lorry driver on to talk to a lorry driver. And she had nothing to say.
I think we need more lorry drivers on the radio.
I swear to you, sometimes it feels like it was so awkward. I felt so bad for Oliver because, like, she wasn't giving him anything. And he was like, and do you love it? She's like, yeah, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's grand. It's a bit of a job.
Yeah. And does it pay more than a pharmaceutical thing? And then she's like, yeah, yeah, good bit, yeah. And then he's like, wow, and do you love it?
Do you want a croissant? Do you want a croissant? How many followers have you got? Do you want a fry?
Followers, Jim. Oh, you got a peanut. I had to pick her up off the ground.
we had good crack on it, though.
Mm.
Oliver sound like... He's good to bounce off. I felt like comfortable in there with him, like, you know, that way.
I think he would have been better on the Late Late Show than Patrick Keelty.
Don't rule it out.
Oh, Oh, inside, in, inside.
Who, me or Oliver? Trading. Me or Oliver? Uh-huh. He was talking about me or Oliver.
Well, Oliver.
You.
Uh-huh. You.
Fuck's sake. Oh, I'm only messing.
Well, you as well. I'd say you'd be better than Kildy.
I'm sure all it is sitting down and asking them how their book is going.
Yeah.
How's your book? How's the new book? How are you doing with that?
Anyone that comes on, a survivor of cancer, and you're like, how's your book?
Yeah, Jesus.
What? Jesus Christ. Lots of books.
Yeah, but don't rule it out. I think down the line, Kildy's only there for a while, isn't he? His contract is a short one.
This is his second season, and then I think he only signed like a 2-season contract, if I'm remembering right. So drop your CV in. I'll head up with you and you can drop your CV in.
You'd need some practice though. You couldn't go, like, you'd need to learn how to ask people questions.
You also need to have a Southside accent or a country accent.
Kildy's from the north.
Northern Ireland accent as well then. So, all right.
Gay Bourne was from the north side.
Yeah, but listen to us though. Imagine the tweets if one of us were hosting that. Get that drivel off the telly. Yeah. What's that drivel? Yeah. Hashtag drivel.
Pat Kelly's from the north side.
Is he?
From the zoo.
From the south?
The zoo.
The zoo? What do you mean he's from the zoo?
Pat Kenny was born in an egg. No. He hatched.
I had a feeling.
He grew up in the zoo.
What the fuck do you mean? He grew up in the zoo. Did he actually grow up in the zoo?
In that little house in the zoo?
Yeah, his dad.
That small little house that everyone's like, what's that house?
Pat Kenny's dad was the elephant keeper.
And he lived in the elephant enclosure?
I don't know I can't remember how long he lived in the zoo for, but yeah, he did. He, as a kid, that's
amazing.
Where he lived and his dad, because his dad had to live at the zoo. There's pictures. Oh, you know, go up to the zoo. They have like the old, is the old elephant house? It's turned into a little museum now of pictures of the zoo through the years.
Is he in it?
And the old elephant keepers, yeah. As far as I know, he's in it.
It started like a small photo of him with his dad and a big arrow pointing to a sign, Pat Kenny.
I don't think so, no.
That'd be good.
Anyway,
he went to O'Connell's as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pat Kenny. It's like, I went to O'Connell's primary school. And then
my dad went there too.
I feel like everyone went to O'Connell's.
My granddad went, is it?
But they're really proud that Pat Kenny went there, and it's like a selling point. It's like, oh, Pat Kenny came here, so you can be like Pat Kenny. You can be as successful as him.
So there's hope for you, yeah. But anyway, where I was going,
I don't
want to
be a television host. I don't want to be a host of. But the only host I want to be is the host of Stahl. So this is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month, and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them. Darren, say thank you to someone important to you.
Thank you to someone important to me.
Thank you, Ma.
Thanks, Ma, for being important to me. And thanks, Amy, my fiance, for being important.
Two people. Yeah, two. You're thanking everyone.
Oh, I'll thank everyone while I'm here.
Good man, he said, I'll thank Maura. Ma. Sometimes I'm not so sure. You know who else we should thank?
The postman.
Yeah, but ourselves was here, was where I was going.
Was here, was where?
Ourselves. Thank ourselves.
Thank ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't do that very often. Probably a little harder on myself, to be honest.
Exactly, we all are. But we're all doing our best here, aren't we?
That's a fair point.
Well, a good way to start showing yourself a bit of thanks is to give yourself a little me time. And therapy can be a good way of doing that.
Really?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be brilliant.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to have to make an appointment.
Handy number.
Hate appointments. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall and you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire and then they match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and we're over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stall.
I have one for you.
Go on.
You went to the haunted house. You went to that spooktacular, yeah?
Pharmaphobia.
Load of me bollocks. There's one in America.
You already signed the waiver.
You have to sign a waiver and they bring you to the brink of death.
Mm. And then bring you back.
Wow.
And say you nearly died.
Pull your own teeth out and everything. Like it's basically torture yourself.
Not actually pull your teeth out.
Huh? Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. They put bags over your head and to the point of like...
I seen where they put you in a coffin and throw like not human remains, but like animal liver and hearts and just launch them at you and cover you in blood, like pig blood.
They tied, and footage of this got released recently, and there's footage of them tying someone's hair to a pole, a woman's hair, like tying a knot in it, and then like tying her hands to bars along the side so she's just like stretched out, and then that pepper spray in her face.
Oh my God, you can't be doing that.
It's that's what people are signing up for. Like,
what's it called?
McAnamy House or something like that. McAnamy Manor.
Something like that, yeah.
Look her up. And then your man, the owner, got arrested recently for attempted murder, which is what all of this is. Like, you know what I mean? Somebody, I guess, pressed charges. But because you signed a waiver, it's like an 80-page waiver.
Ooh.
You're looking her up there.
Yeah.
Dark, isn't it? Some dark, dark shit.
Well, that's not even an experience. That's torture, like.
Yeah.
It's like Saw or Hostel or something.
It is, yeah.
Why would you pay money to do that, though? Why would you want to experience that? Pain freaks, like.
Yeah. Masochists. Fearing for your life. I mean, there's something to be said. There's something in it. Like, we like getting frights. We like watching scary movies. We like going to pharmaphobia and having these. We like getting on ghost trains.
I like that there's a limit, though.
Yeah.
Like, the limit on pharmaphobia, Nightmare Realm, all that. Like, you know it's going to be grand. Like, you get a few frights, but, like, that shit. Pulling your teeth out, man. Did they actually pull your teeth out?
They had a 24,000 person waiting list, and they had a 20 grand reward for anyone who was able to complete getting through the whole house. Nobody ever did.
Don't say it. I know you're going to say it. I do that.
I wouldn't pull my teeth out. I think I could tolerate the pepper spray, and there's one where, it's the claustrophobia that would get me. Like, they'll lock me in a coffin and bury me in the ground.
They'd leave you there for half an hour.
Like, even the thought of that, I feel like standing up now just to kind of... Yeah, that would be
hell.
That's my worst fear.
I remember seeing that years ago on Facebook on a video when I was scrolling. Then I like went down the rabbit hole on YouTube. This is years ago though. So ring the bell when you mention it. Like,
what's it called? McAnamy House or something?
Marconi House.
McAnamy, McAmey. It's just like a normal suburban house in San Diego.
Yeah, we're a sicko. We're a sick man. Sick
yeah, this
mind.
Is pretty weird.
And you're a boy, and they do like they vet you before they select you.
Yeah.
To see if you're up for it. Like, they check your social media and see if you're sound of mind. And
hang on, Joe, tell us more about this hard drive they found.
They found a hard drive with all the footage from all the people that was on it. And that's been released now. You can see some of the videos online. And they were selling the videos prior to this. They were selling the videos online on the dark web.
Okay.
How did we get talking about that?
I don't know.
Because you wanted to send Darren on an excursion somewhere. That's where you should have fucking sent him. The McAmey House.
Do you want to experience something that you've never experienced before? Have you? Very close, getting very close to death. Huh?
What if something a little more a little slower pace? What if we send you to live on an uninhabited island off the west coast? Ooh. For 2 weeks?
No.
Just drop you off.
2 weeks, no.
The two of you. And
3 days probably, yeah.
A couple of cameras.
3 days. 3 days would do it. You get loads out of 3 days.
You're not getting any supplies then if you go 3 days. Go 2 weeks, we'll give you as much bottled water as you can carry.
I don't even like water. I'll just drink seawater.
You'll like it when you're out there for 2 weeks.
Oh, I love water then.
3 days though, you're getting nothing. No challenge for you.
Just that, I'd be fucking starving. You'd be starving. You'd miss your crisps.
I'd be eating the bark off the trees.
He misses his crisps.
I'd be eating seashells.
Aaron's just video diary.
Loads of videos of me just going, he misses his crisps. He just keeps talking about crisps. I don't know if I'm just hearing him talking about at this point. I'm just imagining it, but he just keeps talking about Ballymaloo relish blade O'Donnell's, man.
How long can you last without food? You could last 2 weeks for
I'd say
food,
for me 6 hours.
And then you just die.
And then just go,
someone feed Darren quick.
I'd say
IRA hunger strikers lasted about 60-70 days.
Oh,
I probably sound last at 67, 68. Now, long before that, you've done irreparable damage to your body.
Oh, yeah.
You would die after 2 months and a bit.
If you stopped eating now, you'd die in 2 months and a bit.
Yeah, it'd be a few weeks before that that your body would have started to shut down and do awful damage to itself that you probably never recover from.
Mm.
But you'd make it more than a couple of weeks, I think, as long as you have water. That's the important bit. I mean, not the important bit, but you know.
Were the hunger strikers in the maze being force-fed? No?
They weren't, no. Other hunger strikers throughout IRA history were, but not those hunger strikers, as far as I know.
Yeah. What would you... What about prison? Do you think you could survive in prison? Do you think you'd be okay?
I'd like to go into a prison and experience it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And interview prisoners, like, that'd be good.
Like a week? Do you think you could do a week in prison?
Yeah. Yeah. Gaelic and the joy.
Cooking another plane, dance all over you.
Could a
I
public,
know where you live.
I don't know. I think we talked about this before, but can a public figure do jury duty? I couldn't see them being able to.
What's a public figure?
Like, you know, anyone like that's...
You mean you? Know what you're getting at?
Well, me or Simon Harris or something.
Excuse me, George.
Like, I don't know. Fucking
I'm
blind,
entirely too
blind boy.
To serve on this show.
I don't know. Fucking blind
boy.
On a jury.
The one celebrity who nobody knows they look like.
Fair.
Okay, so you're just thinking about you.
I'm not.
Now you get called for jury duty.
Give me a fucking...
Ray Darcy.
Ray Darcy.
Why couldn't he be on the jury?
Because he's Ray known. Darcy. You'd be like, there's Ray Darcy.
It depends on the type of case, I guess.
Because I think if it's a criminal case and the person up on trial is a very shady character and he could do some damage to you while in prison and you're on the jury and he knows you.
Yeah.
Now recognise you from the radio or something. That surely you could just like ring someone and say, get rid of him.
Recognise you from the radio.
Yeah, because the social media side of things now, fucking radio just isn't radio anymore. It's all on the fucking all the breakdowns and the reels and that.
Yeah. Or the den. That's your man off the den.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, the Conor McGregor case, there was someone in the crowd that was thrown out for apparently taking pictures on the phone of the jury. And the jury said that they don't feel safe. Like, so they had to kind of adjourn.
That's what I mean then. Like, that kind of thing is just...
There's also a feed for trainee barristers, like a live feed of that. And there was a screenshot taken of the jury and that was kind of circulating on social media and stuff. So that's what you're up against.
So that's that.
That's what you're up against.
Yeah.
Men shed, very good. Very good.
Very good. You won't live on an island.
Sorry, I'd live on an island. Not live, but like I'd go for like a couple of days, yeah. 2 weeks if you want.
The other way, they get a caretaker to go to the Blaskets, live there throughout
Blaskets?
The summer. You can get a job, yeah, as the caretaker of on Blaskidmore.
Really?
There's a cottage there.
What are you caretaking?
The land.
Just
land. Cutting grass now?
I think feeding the sheep. I don't know, I wouldn't have to feed the sheep. Oh, there's a few jobs to be doing around there, but you go for, I think it's 6 months.
Oof.
You'd probably get to come back over to mainland a couple of times. People see it as a dream job.
If this is still a thing, this is probably worth Googling. If you're an artist, you are.
Okay. Draw the dole every Tuesday. I'll give you that one for nothing. Go on, you can have that one there. Listeners, you can take that and tell your mates in the pub.
If you're an artist, the government will give you a house in Connemara to live.
For free?
While you do your art.
Stop.
Yeah.
So if I... ring the government. Who am I ringing?
The government.
What's the number?
Simon Harris.
Is there a direct line to him?
Here, Joe might have simplified.
His office. Ring his office.
Ring his office there, yeah.
And
ring,
say,
ring.
All right, bud. I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Give me a gaff in Connemara. I have a few jobs coming up.
There's a cottage there in the fucking mountains. You can go up.
Yeah, everyone's Simon Harris's. The office says, sound.
Yeah, they go, oh yeah, no worries, bud. Yeah, yeah, grand. No sweat, mate. Yeah,
yeah.
Peace out, brother.
There's a key under the mat.
Yeah,
help yourself.
Number and then two, before they hang up, they go, yup, the lads.
Did you look that up?
Look up.
Artist residency, free residency for artists in Connemara.
The Arts Council, funded by the Arts Council. You have to be. You only have
Kill
to.
Rotary House.
Is it a big complex of artists, like-minded people?
No, it's a cottage. Like there's just loads of cottages dotted around Connemara because no one wants to live there, and they're all protected buildings. So to keep Connemara, the rugged landscape, alive. Like if you have a cottage in Connemara, you have to apply for planning permission, and if you want to build something, and it looks mad modern. It
won't happen.
It's not allowed. Like it needs to look fucking old and dainty with thatched roof. There's a lot of money in thatched roofing.
Is there?
If you could thatch a roof, you'd make a lot of money.
Could you thatch a roof?
I could not thatch. I mean, I could learn, but I can't at the minute. But it's like a haircut.
Yeah.
The way they do it. It's really impressive. And that's the roof.
Like a haircut.
I love them. I love a thatched roof. They're deadly looking, aren't they, in a little cottage?
They're grand. All right, like. Don't really take any notice of them.
Fire hazards, though.
Just a load of hay.
Did you say Kilruddery House?
There was some artist retreat there. I can't find something that measures up exactly to what you're talking about, though.
Did you hear about one person getting it?
I was on a bus tour once, and they said, I went to see the Cliffs of Moher, and they were just showing us houses along the way, and they were saying, see all these houses here, if you're an artist and you want to live here, the government will give it to you for free, rent free, just to live here, just to kind of keep it alive.
Tour guides lie sometimes.
They do lie just sometimes
because they think you're a tourist.
That's true
and you're gullible. Like when we were in LA, your man that was giving us a tour around the hills was like, look quick to the left there's Jonah Hill, and it was like not Jonah Hill at all. it didn't even look like a mum bit.
He was mad. There's a video of that. You have that on video.
Yeah
you can get the job as the caretakers on Blasgaid Moor for 6 months, and you have to help look after the cottages, 3 holiday cottages and a small little cafe,
until something goes wrong.
Well, that too, yeah.
And there's a big deranged beast lurking.
You get to live with all the seals and the birds and have a lovely old time.
It smells stinky. It's probably small little island, isn't it?
Well, I mean, no, it's pretty big.
What's the island?
The Great Blasket, Blasgaid Moor. The biggest of the Blasket Islands.
Is there many cottages on that island?
There seems there's 4.
Only 4?
Used to be a lot more. It's down in Kerry.
There's a scary horror film in that.
The Island.
The Island in Ireland.
Yeah. People be trapped out there for weeks.
The movie.
Because they're down there right in the...
Starring Cillian Murphy. Barry Keoghan. Brendan Gleeson.
High Brazil. Is that a real place or is that a mythical place?
We spent ages going over High Brazil before, yeah.
High Brazil?
In the Blaskets.
How are you doing?
I probably mentioned this to you before, but in the Blaskets. You go a few Blaskets down.
Baskets.
And you get down to... Which one was it? I don't know, there's like 6 or 7 Blasket Islands. They're all fairly packed in together. Charlie Haughey owned one.
One of the islands?
Yeah. Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
And then there was another. I'm not sure if it was his one as well, but there was one where the Irish government in the 70s had some vague plans that they would use it as a launch pad for a spaceship.
Oh?
Yeah.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
I'd live there now. It does look like me though, doesn't it, Your Honour?
So someone tagged me in this on Facebook saying, get your head around that. And I can't. Thanks for that anyway. If you travel at the speed of light, it'll take 1.3 seconds to get to the moon, 8.3 minutes to get to the sun, and 2,000 years to get out of the Milky Way.
8,000 years?
2,000 years to get out of the Milky Way.
At the speed of light.
Listen to this one. 90 billion years to get out the edge of the observable universe.
That's incredible, isn't it?
And I'm disappointed. I'm deleting Facebook, I mean.
Are you scared now?
Nah, I'm alright.
And just remember, it's always expanding.
It's not. That's the numbers there.
No. The universe is bigger all the time.
No, that's the numbers there now for good.
What's it moving into?
Well, that's the thing, you can't get your head around.
Fucking insane.
There is no wall at the far end of the universe that you finally get to it and you go, right, that's it.
I
start heading back.
I just got
there is no end to it.
I just got a message there at 12:30 on Facebook as well.
I just got a fucking anxiety of it. I just know when to a house. Yeah, what is there?
I'm just blocking it out, really. I know yourself.
what is it?
Ah, sure, look, everything's grand anyway. We do the big shop and that and have a few smokes and be fresh. I got a message here off someone and he sent me a birthday cake. I presume he gave to his son. It says, happy 11th birthday, Callum. And then us on a cake.
Oh, wow.
What? What the?
He also sent me a voice now. I haven't listened to it yet. Will I just play it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What's up there? Any chance you can send us a voicemail saying happy birthday to me, son? His birthday is today. We got him the cake done for him.
You didn't send him a voice note saying happy birthday?
No, but you're only seeing it now. Oh, it was at 12:30.
When did he send it? Today?
Yeah.
I'll say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Callum. What a cake. Fantastic.
Give us a bit.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday, Callum. What a cake. Fantastic.
Is that all right, or is that a bit shy? Well, I just say, I have Joe here as well.
Yeah, you're
cool. I have Joe here as well.
Happy birthday, Callum. Give us a bit of that cake.
Well, hey.
Have Joe here as well. Happy birthday, Callum. Give us a bit of that cake. Well, hey.
Ah, now, won't he be delighted with that now?
All over the fucking moon.
Isn't that mad that, like, he put us on his son's cake? An over 18's podcast.
Yeah. Shit that I'd be saying on this, like.
I think that he just got the image of the two of us there, like. I'd say he just likes the Sills and the Chadwicks and the... and all the other stuff.
That is it weird that, like, you're famous for doing ads, essentially? Like, I know you do a podcast and other sketches, but, like, you...
Oh, he's killed him, stone dead.
But, like, isn't it? I'm, like...
Wow.
I mean, I know you... Like, you know, you've sketches as well, like, but, like, most... Well, I guess not. I guess what I'm saying is wrong, like, is...
Yeah.
The fucking...
Well,
the Ronaldo one and stuff isn't an ad. Like,
go on, keep going, keep digging.
But, like, yeah, I suppose I'll backtrack.
Stick to the original. I do them right though. I do the ads without doing ads. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's your work, and it's not like you're writing them, and it's your style, it's your stamp on it.
Yeah,
rather than just being an actor in an ad.
That's correct.
Yeah, he saved himself there. Pull that one out of the fire.
Whew. Jesus Christ.
I could have sent out a few emails there now. You know? Yeah. It's mad to be on a cake. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Mad to be on a cake.
A great honour.
A great honour. Mm. Do you know what my cake was?
We should be getting... I wonder who made that. We should be getting paid for that.
Yeah.
For using our image rights.
Oh, yeah.
If that was like Thunders or something like that.
I had a cake for me 21st at me 21st. Excuse me, I have the hiccups and the belches. For me 21st, I had a party and on me cake, it was like one side of it was me, like a profile photo of me, and the other side was Nidge from Love Hey. And I said, happy birthday, darling. Yeah. Big fan back then, like, you know. It's like my ma was just like, he loves Love Hey. He loves Love Hey. Get him Nidge on it. Yeah.
I didn't have a cake for me 24th. I'm trying to think of what I'd done for me 21st. Went out.
Was it before or after your birthday?
Me 21st?
Did you go celebrate after?
No, on the day off. Never after, never before.
Nah.
See, Callum is after getting a cake today because his birthday is today and it's a school day.
Got it after school?
Still today. Still the day off.
It's probably next week.
Maybe you got a day off for his birthday.
I hope he did. This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them. Darren, say thank you to someone important to you.
Thank you to someone important to me.
Thank you, Ma.
Thanks, Ma, for being important to me. And thanks, Amy, my fiancé, for being important.
Two people. Yeah, two. You're thanking everyone.
Oh, I'll thank everyone while I'm here.
Good man, he said, I'll thank Maura. Ma. Sometimes I'm not so sure. You know who else we should thank?
The postman.
Yeah, but ourselves was here, was where I was going.
was here, was
where? Ourselves. Thank ourselves.
Thank ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't do that very often. Probably a little harder on myself, to be honest.
Exactly. We all are. But we're all doing our best here, aren't we?
That's a fair point.
Well, a good way to start showing yourself a bit of thanks is to give yourself a little me time. And therapy can be a good way of doing that.
Really?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be brilliant.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to have to make an appointment.
Handy number.
Hate appointments. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall and you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire and then they match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and we're over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's betterhelp.com/stall.